for me personally, no. I think what they did last year was awesome. It's tremendous. It's hard to win football games, let alone win a Super Bowl. So I think that's last year. There's a new chapter for them. They had a lot of turnover, a lot of new faces. So this is a 2013 Baltimore Ravens playing the 2013 Miami Dolphins.
Except minus Ray Lewis and every few other guys that you have to look for, right?
Yeah, they've had a lot of turnover. You know, they lost some cornerstones of their program. So they got a lot of new guys trying to fit in and take over big roles.
LRB give you any insight? Yeah, you just left
it. LRB gave us all the tips. We know everything about them.
How helpful can that really be?
It helps a lot, you know. When I know, obviously, if someone from our offense went to another team, you know, there's secrets, there's little things that you pick up on. You know, obviously, someone like LRB has a ton of information on them, and the amount that applies in a game is probably very little. You know, you probably only pick up on a little bit of it, but it does help.
Ryan's on pace to get sacked 72 times this season, you know, and it doesn't get any easier with Doomerville and Terrell Suggs coming in. I mean, what do you pinpoint? What do you got to do to make sure that you're stronger on the front line?
You know, we got to protect our butts off. You know, it's obviously been an issue. He's been hit way too much. We know if we keep him clean, we're going to have success. So it's on everybody. It's on everybody on offense to help protect Ryan.
Do you think he's gotten affected by it at all, a little flustered in the pocket?
Not at all. I think he stands in there strong. I think one of the great traits about Ryan is he's poised. He's not going to let a sack deter him. He's not going to let an interception deter him. So, I think he's done a really good job of, you know, playing each play and kind of taking the good with the bad and, you know, just keep playing.
Can a quarterback survive on that kind of pace for 72 sacks, do you think?
No.
Quarterback?
If we give up 72 sacks, I mean, everybody should be fired. I think the whole offensive line, I mean, that's atrocious. If he gets sacked 72 times, there's obviously a major problem, and I don't think anybody can handle that many sacks. You know, I've been on teams in St. Louis where we've given up 50 sacks, and it's not fun. You know, the quarterbacks, you know, we've been through many quarterbacks, and, you know, it's our job to step up. You know, there comes a point in time as a competitor where you just have to say, this is enough. And I think that's, you know, we're getting to that breaking point. We're sick of hearing about it. We're sick of, you know, talking about it every week. You know, it just comes a point where you gotta nut up and get it done.
Having said that, I assume that how confident are you that sack average is going to improve and things are going to get better?
You know, it'll work out. I think, you know, the biggest test comes on Sundays, you know, when we're playing against, you know, those guys on defense get paid too, and they're good football players. So, every week's a new challenge. Every week's a new test. This week we've got Terrell Suggs and Elvis Doomerville, great pass rushers. But that's just another challenge for us. You know, we got to step up our level of play.
Rich, you guys had that great start, 3-0, and obviously you lost on Monday. Would it feel like a lot of that's undone if it's 3-2 at the bye?
Not at all. You know, we're focusing on one win this week, but I think you know, it all depends on how we play. I think, you know, obviously we're coming off a tough loss. We made a lot of mistakes. If we continue making a lot of mistakes and continue the bad play, then it'll seem undone. But I don't foresee us doing that.